Welcome to Behind the Scenes at Gentle Carousel Miniature Therapy Horses, where tiny horses bring comfort, hope, and healing to children, veterans, first responders, and communities in need. For almost 30 years, this award-winning nonprofit charity has shared the healing power of miniature therapy horses inside children's and veterans' hospitals, hospice programs, assisted living programs, schools, and beyond. Now they are sharing their stories every week on the Equus Radio Network.
Welcome back to Behind the Scenes with Gentle Carousel Miniature Therapy Horses. My name is George Garcia Bengochea, and I'm alongside with Debbie Garcia Bengochea.
Hello, everyone.
It's good to have you back, and we're very excited to be doing episode number 7. Thank you for following us and sending in your comments. We appreciate it a lot. Today, I thought we'd talk about a great event that we have upcoming. And what is that?
Must be a Gentle Carousel's Black and White Gala that's going to be happening on October 10th.
That's right. The Black and White Gala will be very exciting. We've got some guests coming from Nashville, Tennessee to help celebrate Magic's birthday.
It's going to be a giant birthday party for Magic, among other things. Magic will be turning 20 years old, and she sort of represents what all the therapy horses do. They could each have their own show, maybe they will, and their own individual birthday party. But this event is, like I said, October 10th, and it will be in Ocala at the Circle Square Cultural Center at On Top of the World, which is a beautiful venue for entertaining. The stage, everything there, and because we're going to have performers coming, I know Willie Nelson has been there, and Kevin Costner, just all kinds of different entertainers that have been on the stage. So Magic's actually going to have her headshot put up on the wall right next to Willie Nelson, mm-hmm. with her hoofographed headshot.
And Magic actually has been on that stage once or twice. She's done some things with the community, with the city. She came on stage with the Chamber of Commerce. I remember the annual luncheon there. But Magic has done a lot of things in Ocala, and we're very excited because the mayor has made a decision to make that day a proclamation of Gentle Carousel's Magic Day.
For the city. It's officially Magic's Day. Magic Day in the city of Ocala, the horse capital of the world, which is pretty exciting. And, you know, the entertainers that are coming down from Nashville, I mean, we're very excited about them personally. Magic has done a lot of work in Nashville. We talked about that last week. But they are two amazing songwriters and singers that will be performing at the gala. One of them, Brent Mayer, he's won 7 Grammy Awards. He had Song of the Year with the Academy of Country Music, and he's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He discovered the Judds and produced all 10 of their records and wrote 9 of their number one hits. And he's just got multiple awards from the Country Music Association and the Academy of Country Music and on, and written number one songs like Some Kind of Trouble for Tanya Tucker and Lesson in Leaving with Jody Messina. But he has so many stories to tell. So what they're going to be doing is singing and sharing stories behind the scenes with the songs. And he's got so many different things. He actually engineered the classic recordings like Ike and Tina Turner's Proud Mary and The Fifth Dimension's Age of Aquarius. And he's done recordings with Olivia Newton-John and Ray Charles and Diana Ross and Willie Nelson, we just mentioned him, Sammy Davis Jr., Gladys Knight, Merle Haggard, Glenn Campbell, Kenny Rogers, Sly and the Family Stone. He even did Elvis's last number one song, Way Down. So, I mean, he's got stories, and he's still actively very busy producing things. He's got something new he's doing called Night of the Orphan Train, and it's just fantastic. So he's going to be there. And there's going to be several people. Billy Montana is going to be there, and he's like the songwriter's songwriter, and he's written all kinds of number one and Grammy nominated hits. He did More Than a Memory by Garth Brooks, which was the only song country song that's ever appeared number one, started at number one.
It debuted number one in the charts.
Didn't climb the charts. It just
boom.
Started at the top. He did a song, Bring on the Rain, which was the kind of the 9/11 song, and with Jody Messina, Suds in the Bucket with Sarah Evans, and Hard to Love, Lee Brice. And his songs have been recorded by everybody. Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney, Jason Aldean, Blake Shelton, Leanne Womack, Kelly Pickler, Kenny Rogers again, and so many more. And we just started watching the television show Nashville. We're a little behind the times, but we started watching that on Netflix. And Billy Montana has a song, What If I Was Willing, on the TV series. Mm-hmm. So he's done amazing things. So it's going to be a great event.
It will be a huge celebration just for Magic. I think she's very excited about the day. And so I thought we'd talk a little bit about Magic today, the Hero Horse Magic. She has been around and done various events, and I think she just seems to step to the front when these things happen. But she does represent all the horses. I thought it'd be a good idea to share some stories over the years of Magic and different places she's been, the interactions she's had. I know last time we talked about being in Nashville and going to the Veterans Hospital. There was one story there. We talked about Magic coming in and speaking with a gentleman. He was an elderly gentleman in a wheelchair. He was there with his daughter. His daughter was excited that the horse was coming, so she spent the day at the facility, and he all of a sudden started talking about his experience in World War II, and he talked about how he had parachuted out of an airplane into France and was immediately captured, and he spent the rest of the war in a POW camp, and he had this look on his face. He said, I was a 19-year-old kid, and I didn't really know what was going on, but this was such a hard time. But I survived the war, and then his daughter said that it was amazing that he was talking about that, because he rarely shared about the war and his experience there. Obviously, it was very traumatic, and he faced a different experience than many. But his daughter was very moved that he would share that to us and to the horse. But Magic does that. She sort of elicits that kind of response from people. And then she had that good friend Don, who I think we talked a little bit about him. He was also a veteran, and how he was 99 years old when he first met Magic. We were in an assisted living facility in the Ocala area, and how he wanted to invite Magic to his 100th birthday. And of course, he did live to be 100 years old, and Magic was there. And then he went on, I think he celebrated his 101st birthday.
He did. He was a World War II veteran, and he's in Magic's documentary, which you can see if you go on our website. So he was there, and like we shared about him before, he always wanted to be a singing cowboy in the movies. And it didn't quite work out, but he actually was able to do the red carpet at Magic's documentary premiere, where she arrived in a limousine. And he had his friends and family with him, and he got to be a movie star. And his singing to Magic walking down the hallways in the movie. And on his 100th birthday, when Magic arrived, he had prepared, he had a little band with him. And he sang Crazy for Loving You to Magic, Willie Nelson's song. So kind of going along with the whole Nashville theme with her, too. But, yeah, he was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and by the way, Magic will be at the birthday party. She'll be wearing a tuxedo and be on stage with the performers that we talked about. So yeah. She'll be meeting people that come. And we hope that, you know, anyone listening who would like to come can get in touch with us with the phone number from the website and, you know, buy a seat, buy a table, support. It's her birthday, but it's going to support the work of Gentle Carousel. And in 30 years, we've never charged for a single visit. So this is really going to help the horses be able to continue doing their work. So it's a big celebration, but it's going to make a big difference. And if you can't come, you would be able to help by, if you would like to buy a table for veterans, or buy a table for first responders, or buy a seat for a first responder or a veteran there. That would be a great way to help. Or if you have an auction item for the live auction, to be able to help Gentle Carousel, like if you're an artist or something like that and you would like to donate, those are ways that you can help. But Magic will be there in her tuxedo, and it will be a big night for her. I was going to mention too, do you have another story you're going to tell right now?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You know, we always hear, like, what is it about Magic? And she's very special, but honestly, you could do a whole show about any of the horses and the work that they do. But some of Magic's honors that are really special, she was picked as one of history's 10 most courageous animals by Time magazine, the only living one that they selected. She was the most heroic pet in America by AARP. And Magic is a Breyer portrait model horse, which is a pretty big deal. And, you know, most girls know what a Breyer horse is. One little boy in the hospital said, oh, she has her own action figure. And we said, we will steal that and say that to anyone who doesn't know what a Breyer horse is.
And she was invited up to the Lexington, Kentucky, the horse park there for Breyer Fest. That was an amazing time. There was something like, they have about 50,000 people who come out in attendance, and just a tremendous time, and Magic interacted with a lot of people. I think that's the thing that's amazing about Magic, is how she walks into a situation. She's very inquisitive, very interested in what's going on. She knows that she's going to be in a safe environment, a safe situation with us. But she'll walk into a situation and feel very confident. She greets people. She met a lot of people that weekend at the Lexington Horse Park. And then we actually went to the Lexington Children's Hospital.
Yeah, Kentucky. Was it Kentucky?
Yeah, Lexington, Kentucky. That was the same weekend. We decided to go over. We made arrangements to visit the children in hospital care. And Magic came in. And I think Magic wound up being on the front page of the Lexington newspaper.
She did.
And
usually it's thoroughbreds there in the newspaper. So she... Yeah.
And then it's interesting when Magic does come out, all the media does seem to swarm around.
Yeah.
But you were listing some of her accolades.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of them. I won't do all of them. But she was one of the 10 most heroic animals by Newsweek magazine. She was a Reader's Digest Power of One hero. She's in the National Geographic's Book of Heroes. I believe she's on the same page as Nelson Mandela. So, you know, that was interesting. But there are a lot of different things. I mean, she's got a certificate of special congressional recognition and a certificate of Senate recognition. And she had a flag flown over the U.S. Capitol for her service to the United States. And she's the United States Equestrian Federation, Equus Foundation. She's in their Horse Stars Hall of Fame. And she's an American Red Cross, a Hero Among Us, Outstanding Service Award. That was very special to us. And the Ronald McDonald House Caring and Sharing Award. And she's the American Veterinary Medical Association. She was a Pet Hero of the Year and in their Hall of Fame. And she was filmed by Facebook, which was fun for all our kind of computer geeks friends. She was the first Gentle Carousel was the first thing that the Facebook team filmed for their very first official Facebook stories. So she and Moonshadow were the very first official Facebook stories. So that was very cool. And she is a sworn officer with the Ocala Police Department. And she's in a lot of different books. I know she was in Heroic Animals by a big publisher in the UK. She was, she went to Orlando and won, she got the Riki Mitchell Memorial Animal Achievement Award, which is the Florida Bar. And she was there with thousands of lawyers. So she's got plenty of lawyer backup now. If she ever needs a lawyer for anything, she's got lawyers. She has a plaque on the Horse Capital of the World Walk of Champions right down in the square in downtown Ocala, the Horse Capital of the World. So lots of interesting things. And then when she has her own Magic Day, that will kind of be a nice,
yeah,
a nice day of wrapping all of those kind of things up. So, yes, she's pretty special.
Well, I remember as you were talking about some of those interactions, you know, with our the New York Police Department, we worked with the New York Mounted Unit with Magic. We were up there for her documentary, and Magic was requested to walk on the red carpet for the Manhattan Film Festival. So we came up, and the mayor of Ocala made arrangements with the department in New York to make sure that Magic was safe on the streets of New York. So the New York Mounted sent two officers, two mounted police horses. We had a wonderful time with them. I have the utmost respect for just the mounted unit in New York. They're great ambassadors themselves. They represent the police department. They really represent the best of New York. Obviously, they have a very tough job, but they do it in a way, when you're on a horse, it just brings people a little bit closer to you. They'll ask questions. Sometimes people will want to either take a picture of the horse or want to pet the horse. And these are very, very well behaved horses. And they had some interaction with Magic, which, again, Magic loved that. She's very inquisitive. And
the officers loved Magic. They wanted to help load her onto the van. They helped. We couldn't have done the film festival without the escort that they gave, you know, because they were stopping traffic and allowing her to cross streets and do all of that. So, I mean, they were unbelievably helpful. Mm-hmm. And
I remember Magic, speaking of New York, she has walked through Times Square, and she just plows through. You know, we kept saying, we have to keep walking. You can't stop. If you start, if you stand still, people just swarm in a circle, and then you can't get out. So we were walking to Mount Sinai Children's Hospital, and Magic was walking along and just confidently going through the streets of New York.
All the horns beeping, everybody.
Elmos everywhere.
She's amazing, but I think that's because she just trusts you. Mm-hmm. She knows no matter what crazy thing is going on that you're going to keep her safe, that she's, you know, fine. She's got a lot of experience, but she's got a lot of trust. And, you know, she sees a lot of different things. And for all the horses, when the van opens up, they don't know what's going to be on the outside of the horse box. They could be in the country. They could be in the middle of the city. They leave the farm, and then they have no idea what is going to happen or where they're going to be. And with hospitals or any place that they go, it's not like, you know, the horses get at practice. They have to be able to go in having never seen the hospital before, the layout, anything, and just be able to handle it.
Yeah, and then it's our job to make sure that it's a great experience for everybody, that it's a safe experience, but the horses are comfortable. They won't be asked or expected to do something they can't handle. So it makes it interesting. I know Magic, she's very inquisitive. She looks down the hallways when we walk into a hospital. She will look down the hallway, left and right, and see what's going on. Sometimes she peeks into offices or doors that are open just to see what's inside. And if she sees a reflection, like glass or a mirror, she sees herself. And
she whinnies at herself.
She whinnies. And it's funny. You wonder if she knows it's herself or she thinks another horse is there visiting. I'm not sure.
But she's whinnied at pictures of horses on walls.
She has.
She's, so.
Yeah. So it's just fascinating to watch her interact. Another trip that we took in New York was to rescue one. We made arrangements to come and visit the department there. Rescue One was the most decimated department at 9/11. They lost the most servicemen and women who went in to try to save people during that tragedy. And so we brought Magic, and we went in to visit with some of the first responders who were working that day. And I think we arrived at about, it was later in the afternoon, about 3 or 4. We had a pretty busy day, but that's when we had arranged to come by. And it was pretty quiet. They were checking their equipment, and seemed like there was some downtime. And I made a comment. I said, it seems like it's been a quiet day for you all. And one of the rescue workers said, well, it's actually been a very busy day. Earlier in the day, they had to fish a body out of the Hudson River, which that was sobering. And then they had to remove someone from underneath a municipal bus. They had to, they got hit and were trapped under there and had to work with ambulance and rescue services. And then another incident was a grandmother was sitting on a bench in the city and a stone or a brick or something fell off one of the buildings and struck the little girl. So they had to get her to the hospital. So, you know, you looked at their disposition. These are serious employees. They're serious rescue workers. But when the magic arrives, yeah. When the horse arrives, they start laughing. And I think it is an opportunity for them to share stories, talk about what they do, but also to have a good time interacting with the horse.
And, you know, there were some people, not just there, but other places when magic has gone in, when something difficult has happened with first responders. And you will just see people just sitting, wanting to pet her and hug her and hold her and just have quiet time with her to help process some of the things, you know, that they have seen. And like you said, they've seen a lot. And not just in New York City, but anywhere that has first responders, they all have stories and things that have happened. And we really, you know, we appreciate their work so much. I think that day, Magic had visited the 9/11 Memorial and then went and visited them. But she, you know, she's visited Arlington National Cemetery, has done so much work with veterans and Gold Star families. We were talking about some of the places that she's seen. We did the program, I think this very past week was about Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. And all the people that she saw there at the library, the 600 people there. She was at the Pulse, right after the Pulse nightclub, with a group of therapy horses, working with, first with families and first responders and things like that, and then working with the medical examiner's office. Because mm-hmm. we had been down there and with some different horses, and they called and said that the medical examiners had asked about us and said all they got was the governor and all they really wanted was the ponies. So a group of horses, including Magic, went back down to be with they're not considered first responders, but the medical examiner's office, the same thing. They sat down on the floor with Magic and the other horses and just told stories about what they had seen. Mm-hmm. And when they went in to the Pulse nightclub after this terrible tragedy, the phones were ringing, the music was still playing, people were trying to get in touch with their loved ones, and that's what they walked into and that's what they saw. So when they were just sitting on the floor, the horses were coming up to them, Magic was there, this one gentleman who apparently knew someone who had died in this shooting, and the horse came up to him, that was Anthem, and was just putting his head on his shoulder and stuff, and the gentleman, the doctor, they were all doctors, said, are you seeing this? Are you guys seeing this? Because the horses could feel that there was a sadness, there was everything that was going on. So they all have their stories, but I know we're talking about Magic, but she mm-hmm. was there. She was at the AME church in Charleston after the church shooting there. They asked her to come, and she was there for the funerals, and that was just comforting people.
Well, I remember that day when we were visiting with some folks who were coming out of funerals, and it was a very sad time for the city. And there was a woman who came over, and she got down on a knee, and she wanted to spend some time with Magic, her one-on-one time. And she said, this is just such a beautiful horse, such a wonderful horse. And she said, you know, look, all the cameras are over there. You should walk over and say hello to the cameras and let them know you're here. And we talked to her. I said, well, the reason why we're here is for you. And she got up and she gave me a big hug and she said, "You're here for me?" And we said, "Yes, we are. We just want you to feel happy and let you know that you're getting comfort and support from the whole country." And that really made her feel special.
She was an elderly woman.
Yes.
With a big black hat.
Yes, she was.
Black dress coming out of the funeral.
Dressed in all black with a big black hat, and she was just very happy at that moment. I think another boy that I remember who interacted with magic quite a bit. We were at a summer camp for kids going through very, very serious challenges, life-ending illnesses. And there was one boy there. He looked like he was about 9 years old, and he was bald, and he had some scarring on the side of his head. And he was spending time in magic and having fun and laughing. And then he came over to magic and put his forehead on magic's forehead, and they were like that for about 5 minutes. They just seemed to be having a moment together, and I found it very unusual because that's not common to happen.
Horses or little boys.
For little boys to spend that much time just really dialed in and forehead to forehead to a horse. And so he was smiling, and one of the nurses there mentioned that this young man had an inoperable brain tumor that was back on his nerve, and not to get into too much of the details, but it was not looking good for his eyesight, that he may even lose his eyesight in the next few weeks. And so he said, I want to remember what she looks like. It's like she can see inside my soul. And we were very, very amazed by just how profound his comment was, and how magic dialed in and interacted with him.
Well, and there was another little boy too that did the forehead to forehead thing, and that was at a camp for children with cancer, and he was spending time with magic as well, and the nurses were all watching and what was going on, and there were a lot of activities going on. There were three horses that were there, three therapy horses with children, but he just wanted to stay with magic. And I guess he had found out that morning that his cancer had come back. And he was just, they said, "Oh, there's a magic show happening inside." And he said, "I'm having my own magic show." And he just wanted to be with her. So she just has that way with, there are just so many different memories with different children. Melissa, there was a little girl at the Ronald McDonald House. She was being treated for cancer. Just an amazing personality. And when the horses would come and visit, she would knock on all the doors to tell people that the horses were there, and she would escort. Magic was her favorite, but escort different horses around. And she told the doctors that she only got out of bed for magic when she was having a tough day, to make sure that she didn't miss the chance to be with magic. And she was just an amazing personality. And magic has worked at the Ronald McDonald House, houses across the country. We've talked about that. But this particular one, she's worked in for 19 years with these children. There was a little boy there who was probably very near the end of his life. And he wanted to be with magic, and they hooked him up to his oxygen and, you know, everything that he needed. And he was so happy, and he was hugging her and petting her and taking photos with her. And it wound up that the organization that we were there with called the newspaper. And so he got to be on the front page of the newspaper. And, you know, for a family who has a child that's not going to be with them that much longer, to show the whole world that he was there, I think is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom was, she said he'd never been home. He was probably about, what, 5 or 6?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
And he had never been home for the holidays or anything. And when we left, she said, "I want you to know that we've never had a happy day, and now we'll always have a happy day." And I think that's the biggest thing that magic does, is just sometimes you can't fix anything, but you can give someone a happy day. And she's given a lot of happy days through the years.
She really has. She really has. Some other things that I remember magic doing, is being on live TV. She's been on live TV in several studios, New York City. She helped do the sports segment while this is going on live TV.
With the sports broadcaster, not with you there. We were both across the room.
Yeah, but she was a trooper. She stayed on her mark and was looking at the camera. And this sportsman, he was not necessarily an equestrian, but he was holding the lead, and Magic just stayed right by his side. And then there at the Lexington studio, when we were up at the Lexington Horse Park, they asked us to come in, and Magic did a live segment there talking about some activities that we were doing at the horse park. And I think we were also working with one of the veterinary practices there. So they asked Magic to come on and highlight some of the things that we were doing in Lexington, Kentucky. But I'm always amazed at how Magic seems to know what's expected, and she does a great job on live TV. And you can imagine, live TV, anything that can happen sometimes does.
Well, the cameras are just, especially big studios, they're on wheels, and they, I know in New York, they ran across the floor all the way up to close to her face. And we were like, oh my goodness, you know, just so much noise and things swinging and cameras moving around and everything that you don't get to see. It takes a lot of work and a lot of training to make things look effortless. And it really helped on that day to be able to do that. One of the funny things I remember at the Kentucky Horse Park, which is right next to where they have Briar Fest, was there was a famous racehorse there named Funny Side. And apparently, from the stories we were hearing, Funny Side did not like much the people, right? Do you remember?
Yeah, he was very high strung. And people did not want to get into the stall with him.
And he didn't like other horses. He had to be by himself. And so they were trying to get a picture of Funny Side and Magic together. Huge size difference there too. He loved Magic. The groom, the people that worked with Funny Side were like, we just can't believe this. Funny Side was like, oh, hello, little horse. I like you so much. We got such great photos. And they did as well of Magic and Funny Side together. She had her Briar scrim on from being at Briar Fest. And he loved her. Mm-hmm. He thought she was great. So even something like that, she made the day of all the employees there at the Kentucky Horse Park who couldn't believe Funny Side.
And in Magic's mind, I'm sure she thought she was standing shoulder to shoulder with this big horse.
I'm pretty sure.
She has a very, very confident nature. But
healthy self-esteem.
They had a wonderful time together.
And so she's been at a lot of different things. I mean, there's so many different stories. On stage in Nashville, she visited the twin baby pandas at Zoo Atlanta. She's been in high-rise buildings. You know, the TV station in New York City was not on the ground floor. There was lots of elevators and things like that to make that happen. And then, I think one of the stories that's in the documentary that people could see was about her trip out to Moore, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. when children had been trapped in their schools mm-hmm. by a tornado. And then we were hit by the biggest tornado in U.S. history while we were out there. Mm-hmm. We were visiting with children during the morning, and none of us knew that we were going to be hit again by a tornado. So she's seen a lot of different things. She will be at the gala, like we talked about, wearing her tuxedo. She has a tuxedo, and you wouldn't think that you would get that much use out of a tuxedo. But originally, she and a few of the other horses had tuxedos because there was a little girl in hospice care who needed a heart transplant and wasn't going to be able to get one. And her request was she wanted a tea party with the horses. So the therapy horses came in tuxedos, and all her little cousins came in princess dresses, and they had a tea party together and made memories together. So when people ask, like, what exactly do you do? We're like, it's so many different things that they do. But she had that tuxedo for her, you know, the documentary at different events. She was at the Tryon Film Festival, International Film Festival, and her film was one of the winners at the Manhattan Film Festival, which was great. So she's gotten a lot of use out of that tuxedo, mm-hmm. and will be wearing it again at her birthday party mm-hmm. on October 10th. So she will be able to do that again. But I think magic is just everywhere she goes, she represents so well what therapy horses do everywhere, and particularly what gentle carousel therapy horses do. Do you remember the professor?
Yeah, we had received a phone call from the family. They had a professor who was going through home hospice and coming to the end of his life, and they said, we really were hoping you could come by and visit. It looks like it's the end of his life, and they were very surprised. He had been a professor at the university for almost all of his career. That was his job, and very studious, and at the end of his life here, he started talking about his childhood horse, Daisy, which they had never heard.
His childhood pony, Daisy.
They heard about this horse named Daisy, and so they thought it would be nice to reach out to Gentle Carousel and see if there was any way we could come by and have a visit with him. So we did. I mean, there are certain situations, and again, as Debbie has mentioned, we don't charge for these visits, and that's why we are doing the gala, so we can... we have the resources to do these kind of visits. But we did, the very next day, we went over to their home and visited with the family. We were told by the hospice nurse there that he was in bed, looked like he had slipped into a coma, and they felt like he was not really responsive.
He wouldn't know that we were there.
Yeah, he wouldn't even know that we were in the room. And I said, well, let's just go in and we'll visit and we can take some pictures. And
the whole family was there, all the kid grandchildren,
yeah, there were grandchildren.
Were upstairs in his bedroom.
Yeah, so it was a time. It was a time for the family to come together, and we certainly wanted to offer any support we could. So we did come into the room, and we brought Magic over to the professor's bed, and Magic rested her nose on the bed, and all of a sudden his hand comes out from underneath the sheet and strokes Magic's nose. And everyone was just shocked and amazed that he would have the presence to know that Magic was there. And he stroked her head for quite a while. And the family was really just astounded, and obviously it was bringing back a lot of memories, bringing back some fondness from his childhood, just having a little horse
at
his
bedside. Daisy. Yeah. Daisy was in his room with him upstairs. It's one of the reasons, too, that it's so important, the training that the horses get, because when you arrive at a house to have a horse that can walk up the stairs and go into a bedroom and handle, you know, just simple, basic things like that. Mm-hmm. Because there was no way of bringing him out or bringing him even downstairs. You know, it had to be in his room. And he passed away right there. But his family knew that he knew that there was a horse in his room. And then we stayed there with the grandchildren, and they got a chance to be with Magic. And it was just a really special... And we've run into the family a few other times, and mm-hmm. they will talk about it, because he was such an important part of their family, mm-hmm. and they will remember. You know, we remember the story, but for them, it sort of became family lore, the little horse that came and visited, you know, at his final hours and minutes on this earth. So, but I think you and Magic are so close, and she trusts you so much. And there have been so many different stories. I mean, we could go on and on. I think of, there was a woman in an assisted living program that had been there, and no one had heard her speak in 3 years that she had been there. And again, I think there were three horses that were there. And somehow Magic just seems to find the person in the room that needs her the most, if you just kind of let her take the lead a little bit. And she went over to this woman who was sitting in a corner in the wheelchair. And the woman said, "It's a horse. It's beautiful." We didn't know that there was anything going on, and looked up, and the staff was all crying because they had never heard her speak before. And they got to tell her that they loved her, and she, you know, she said she loved them too. And she continued talking after that day.
She did. She talked to the staff, and she started talking with her family. It's like the communication, the switch just turned on.
And just surprised to see a horse indoors, just kind of, you know.
Yeah, but she was very moved, I think, to see a beautiful horse come in just to visit with her.
Yeah.
So, and they are, those times, they're happy times.
And we just happened that day, they had called a newspaper to be there. So this newspaper captured this whole moment of the staff crying and the woman and everything. And I think that's sort of the beginning of Magic's, I don't know, her legend started building from there. And we started getting contacts from people, and she started winning some of the different awards that we were talking about and being in different books and things like that, because those stories sort of built on each other with other stories. But there's so many little tiny things that are big things. I know another assisted living program, there was a woman who hadn't been out of her room in 6 months, and she was a horse lover. And she was waiting in the lobby. She'd come out early in the morning, and we weren't going to get there until later on, I think around noon. And she'd been waiting in her wheelchair in the lobby because she wanted to make sure that she didn't miss the horse that was coming. And she had this little photo in her lap of her. It's like a little black and white photo with a Dutch cut and a big bow in its hair, when she was maybe like 4 or 5 years old, sitting on a pony. And she said she had the photo to make sure that we knew that she loved horses and horses loved her. And she got to visit with the horse, but I think more important, she got to connect back with people and have a shared experience with other people at the assisted living. And, you know, just getting someone out of their room and getting active. And
yeah, well, there have been some instances where Magic motivates people to do things. I remember a boy that we visited who had just had spinal surgery, and he was in bed, and I think this might have been up in Lexington, but he was in his bed, and the staff was trying to encourage him to start climbing out of bed, that he needed to start doing his rehab work. And of course, that's very painful. It's very excruciating to move, and they were asking him to, if he wanted to see a horse, and he said, yeah, that would be great. And they told him, well, if you're able to climb out of bed and sit in the seat next to the bed here, it'll be a better time. You can interact with the horse. And so he did that. Again, he was about 10 years old, and he was, it's like he forgot what he was going through. And he did climb out of bed, sat in the chair, and I think he even stood up to hold Magic's lead line and interact with her. And he was just laughing and having a great time. So it does. These are subtle moments. I think they're things that you, life moves fast. And if you don't take the time to see what's going on, especially with these little horses, you can miss opportunities like this. And sometimes when people are going through difficult situations, their world slows down. Everyone is still doing what they're doing, but you might have a family that's dealing with very, very grave illness or treatment or an accident. And so, their life slows down, and then a little horse steps in and they feel recognized. They feel like, life is, it helps them process things. I think you use that word, and it's a good word to, just see how things are going, how they can get through this. And with the strength of a little horse, it's possible.
It is. And it doesn't matter whether you're 2 years old. Or another one of my favorite patients was a gentleman. Okay. That there was a gentleman who, he was in Washington, D.C. at a hospital there, and he was 102 years old. And he was so excited. He was also a World War II veteran. He said, I have never touched a horse. I've always wanted to. And now I get to touch a horse. And so he was able to lead Magic next to his wheelchair down the hallway. He had the biggest grin on his face. And it was just such a happy moment where he got his wish granted too. It's not just children, it's all ages. And his photo is one of my favorite. And it, like I had said earlier, if you go to the website and go to Magic's page, he's on that page because it's just such a happy photo. And he had the best, biggest smile to be able to be with a horse, and it wasn't too late, even though he was 102, sharp as a tack, talking politics and reading. There's a newspaper in his lap. But he got to be with Magic, and he got to walk her inside the hospital down the hallway, which children often do, but he was able to do that. So it was just really a special time. And I think, anyway, we could go on and on. She's wonderful. She has really had an impact on thousands of lives in her life.
She really has. And I think this will be a great celebration. This gala, Black and White Gala, is going to be a wonderful time of music and celebration, celebrating Magic, celebrating the work of Gentle Carousel and what we're able to do in the community. And this is going to help us with resources so that we can continue on doing the work. And we're very excited to have our friends coming down from Nashville to have the celebration along with us. And, you know, as we had talked about, if you want to see the documentary, do go to our website, and you'll see a link at the top of the website for the documentary, Magic the Hero Horse.
Yep. So you can see that. Thank you, Equus Television, who helped us get that set up and mm-hmm. obviously helps us with our podcast and everything else that we're doing. If you would like to come to the gala, just give us a call. The phone number is on the website as well. It's gentlecarouseltherapyhorses.com. And get in touch, and we would love to have you come out and meet Magic in person and be a part of that. And if you can't come, there's lots of ways that you could sponsor and help out to get Gentle Carousel. We're heading into our 30th year as a charity, so this is going to make a big, big difference for us. So thank you for supporting that.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to Stories About Magic and Gentle Carousel. We've had a fun time reminiscing about all the things that she's done. And like Debbie said, there are plenty more other stories and other things. And she's got a full life ahead of her. So if you can join us for the Black and White Gala, please do. And like Debbie said, if you're able to make a contribution for someone else to be in the auditorium that maybe can't afford a seat or can't afford to be there, please make a donation. So we just want to say thank you. Be safe. And if you have any thoughts or comments, feel free to reach out to us. Otherwise, we want to say goodbye, and we'll see you next time.
Okay. And I hear you're going out to let Magic run in the round pen.
Yes.
Get some exercise.
She's going to get some exercise right now. So we always have fun training and working out together. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
If you enjoyed the Gentle Carousel podcast, remember to follow the Little Horses on social media and join the Gentle Carousel newsletter mailing list. If you'd like to learn more about supporting the important work of Gentle Carousel miniature therapy horses, or if you have a question that you'd like answered on a future episode, all contact information is on the charity website, gentlecarouseltherapyhorses.com. Join behind the scenes at Gentle Carousel Miniature Therapy Horses each week for a new episode right here on the Equus Radio Network.